Wars have begun and ended. Many lands were occupied. Armies retreated. Lives were lost. Children were killed. Mothers and fathers were broken. Families were torn apart. But the witness that still reminds us of the ugliness of this wars, it's cluster bombs. Cluster bombs, which over the years have proven that the ones who suffered from them are innocent civilians, despite what the manufacturing and using countries claim, that these weapons are necessary for their security. We, in the Cluster Munition Coalition, work hard and we traveled to all corners of the earth, shedding tears after witnessing many tragedies of this wounded and disabled, not to mention those who died from this weapon, through no fault of their own. We held many meetings to advocate for the Convention on Cluster Munition because of the blind devastation this weapon inflicts on innocent civilians. And now we see a country announcing it has withdrawn from the convention, and we know that their other countries have returned to manufacturing, transferring, acquiring, and using this weapon, no matter what the impact on people's life. I am speaking to you today because I am the father of one of the victims, the martyr child, Ahmad Mukallid, who was killed by an Israeli cluster bomb on his fifth birthday while celebrating in a park. I have experienced the loss of my child for no reason. I have witnessed my homeland, Lebanon, suffer from the ravage of consecutive wars, the worst being the use of cluster bombs by Israel. They spread these bombs over wide area of non-military locations, farmland, schools, trees, rivers, road. Not to mention other countries that still suffer, like Afghanistan, Laos, Vietnam, and many more whose innocent victims will all know a will. Since my loss, I have been working with partners, including the Cluster Munition Coalition, to bring an end to use of cluster munition. To all countries and nations, hasn't humanity across the world suffered enough? Haven't you done enough to harm and continue to harm humans? Haven't you shed enough innocent blood worldwide? Haven't you have enough experiments with all kinds of cluster bombs? You, who now seek to undermine and let down the Convention on Cluster Munition, haven't you had enough? To Lithuania and any country considering undermining to the convention, I say, don't you care about contributing to the protection of civilians around the world? Write in the pages of your country's history that we were among those who signed and support the banning of this weapon, not among those who withdrew for the safety and security of humanity. In conclusion, the decision-making countries of the world must work harder and harder to reach more agreements for the sake of humanity, regardless of color, race, religion, or nationality. And to my friend and colleagues in the Cluster Munition Coalition, I say, we will not stop calling on the world to join and fully implement the Convention for the Safety and security for all humanity. In the end, tomorrow, our children and grandchildren will read that we made every effort to ensure that protection and security of humanity. Thank you very much.